Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We need people to step up and get involved. We're losing our republic. We need them to step up right now.
Former Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters faces multiple felony charges centering on the hacking of voting machine software, but she's still calling for, as she puts it, patriots to supervise the operation of the machines to prevent the fraud she says stole the 2020 election. Nearly two dozen computer scientists, election security experts, and voter advocacy groups have just issued a sharp warning to federal agencies about an organized multi-state effort by followers of former President Donald Trump to access voting software. They call it a serious threat. New York's highest court has ordered the state to draw new congressional districts. Democrats sued to have last year's maps thrown out after losing a handful of seats. New York City's sole Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis calls the court's move a slap in the face to voters.
People do want to see a balance in their representation because they've seen how radical and ridiculous New York has gotten.
Republicans in the U.S. House may have the votes to launch a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden this week. Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern says there's no solid evidence Biden used the vice presidency to benefit his family.
We are here because the insurrection did not succeed on January 6th, and this is about finishing the job. So let's not kid ourselves that Donald Trump doesn't play a role here.
Senate Democrats say Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should recuse himself from ruling on a Trump claim headed to the court. Trump is claiming presidential immunity for his role in the January 6th insurrection, which they argue Thomas's wife Ginny supported and helped organize. Former Fulton County, Georgia election worker Wandrea Shay Moss tells jurors former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani made her life a nightmare. Giuliani has admitted he falsely accused her of election fraud. Moss is asking for tens of millions in damages for the violent racist threats she and her family have endured since.
It's affecting my life in a major way, in every way, all because of lies, for me doing my job.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu plans to endorse former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for the GOP presidential nomination.
There's one issue that every Republican should think about, and it's not jobs or the economy or abortion or so. It's none of that. It's winning.
New Hampshire is an early primary state, as is South Carolina. A bipartisan group in Arizona wants to open that state's partisan primary. They say limiting the ballot to party members discriminates against independent and unaffiliated voters, actually the state's largest bloc. Former Phoenix Mayor Paul Johnson says open primaries would weaken party extremes.
But it is going to force you to go out and talk to people that maybe you don't necessarily agree with. And oh, by the way, that's the magical key to democracy.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.